Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. It is hour number three here in Las Vegas, Nevada, on my flagship station, KBET, otherwise known as 790 AM, and many other stations all over the country, over 50 stations now, on the Wayne Allen Root Network, otherwise known as USA Radio Network. There's been a spike in illegal immigration, overwhelming sheriffs, families exposed to gang and drug violence. That story is out right now at Judicial Watch, a group I really love, Tom Fitton. Local law enforcement agencies nationwide are overwhelmed with criminal activity linked to a huge increase in illegal immigration. What a shocker. And families are being exposed to violence associated with drug trafficking and transnational gangs, according to hundreds of sheriffs across the USA. In a letter to President Joe Biden, the law enforcement officials in more than two dozen states blast the administration's reckless and irresponsible open border policies that are exposing innocent citizens to illegal alien violence. You know, all of this is just Wayne Root on a talk show. Until one of you walks down a street, or I, Wayne Root, walks down a street and an illegal alien thug hits you in the face with a blackjack, cripples you, kills you, knocks your teeth out. You know, a woman rapes you, and your life's never the same. Or invades your home, robs you, takes everything you've got, and your dignity and your freedom, holds you hostage in your home, rapes your wife or family. Until that happens, it's just talk on a talk show. Do you know how bad this is getting and how bad it's going to get? Do you remember the I think it was called the Muriel Boatlift in the 1980s, early 80s? Castro emptied the prisons and sent them all to America. Got rid of all his problems and headaches. Well, that's what's happening now. You're living in a dream world if you don't know that. They're emptying out their prisons in Central America. They're emptying out their prisons in Mexico. They're saying, go north, young man. Everyone at the border breaks down into two categories. Everyone crossing that border. I've seen the videos. Lots and lots and lots of women with pregnant, big, fat bellies about to give birth, bursting, about to give birth and pop in the United States and drop their baby on American soil and burden us with the cost of that brat for the rest of their lives. That's the first thing it breaks down to. Don't tell me these are nice people. First of all, you have no idea what percentage of kids in schools are children of illegal aliens, and they are disruptive. And they are gangbangers. And they get teenagers pregnant. And the burden is on the American taxpayer. And they drop out of school. And they have nothing to do but rob and rape and murder for the rest of their lives because they can't make money. They're a gangbanger with tattoos up and down their body. And they dropped out of school. Good luck. They'll never have a decent job. They'll be on welfare from cradle to grave. So first it's women with big, fat, pregnant bellies about to burst on American soil. That's about half the people coming over the border, and the other half, young military-age males with tattoos up and down their bodies, tattoos on their face. These are people that are coming here to murder, to rape, to rob, to carjack, to home invade, and to take advantage of the American welfare system while they're making money illegally. And someday it's going to be your kid, someday it's going to be your daughter, someday it's going to be your son that meets one of these people at the wrong time, in the wrong place, and dies. And it's all because of Joe Biden letting this scum into the United States of America. Does that mean that I am saying, Wayne Root, don't misjudge me, don't misquote me. Does that mean I'm saying every single person that crossed the border is bad? No. I think 9 out of 10 are probably bad. But let's just say it's 1 out of 10. Can you imagine how wonderful that would be if 9 out of 10 were good people and were going to contribute to American society and 1 out of 10 is a gangbanger and an MS-13 troublemaker and a rapist and a murderer and an extorter of businesses? 1 out of 10. 9 are great. Should we let in 1 out of every 10 are bad? When you let in 10,000, it's 1,000 people who wreak havoc on America. When you let in 100,000, it's 10,000. When you let in 1,000,000, it's 100,000 bad guys coming into the United States. And of the other 9 out of 10, the other 9 are big, fat, pregnant women about to burst and drop a baby on American soil. And that kid could be a gangbanger. That kid could drop out of school and cause trouble the rest of his life. That kid could simply be on welfare for life because there will be no father in the home. So the odds of that kid growing up to be a good kid are zero. Zero. Less than zero. This is absurd what we're allowing to happen to our country. Absurd. And it's not even allowing it to happen. Forcing it. Forcing it. Joe Biden is saying, come, I want you to come in, we'll never deport you. And if you're under the age of 16, we'll automatically accept everyone in the world. And when you come here, we're giving you free crap. Well, of course they're going to come. The sheriff who wrote this letter, Thomas Hogson, in Bristol County, Massachusetts, sent it to his counterparts throughout the U.S., and 275 sheriffs in 39 states quickly signed it. Hogson authored it after government figures revealed a record number of illegal immigrant minors entered the country from Mexico around the same time the U.S. Border Patrol disclosed it arrested more than twice as many criminal migrants in the first 6 months of this year than it did in all of 2020. You hear what I'm saying? Twice as many in the first 6 months of this fiscal year as they did in all of 2020. In the first half of this fiscal year, the Border Patrol apprehended 5,018 criminal aliens compared to 2,438 in all of fiscal year 2020. The agency defines criminal aliens as individuals who have been convicted of one or more crimes, whether in the U.S. or abroad, prior to interdiction by federal agents. I mean, this is what's going on in the United States of America, and let me tell you something, folks, it is bad. It is bad. So, I don't know what you want me to say, except that our country's in deep, deep trouble. Deep, deep trouble. You know, look at the people who work for Biden, like father, like daughter. Biden's chief of staff and his daughter have ties to progressive dark money groups. Biden's chief of staff, last week we reported the daughter of Ron Klain, Biden's chief of staff, signed a letter from 3 Democrat nonprofits requesting the DOJ step in and stop the 2020 audit, the 2020 election, presidential election audit going on in Maricopa County, Arizona. They all know they stole Arizona. Every single one of them knows they stole Arizona, and it represents them stealing the country in all 6 states. I've said it, it's 6 states they stole. And I'm being nice because I'm sure Virginia's number 7. And there must be others. Hannah Klein signed the letter on behalf of Equal Justice Works Selbin Family Fellow, Brennan Center for Justice, NYU School of Law. According to the Daily Mail, Hannah's father, Biden's chief of staff Ron Klain, is connected to Democrat nonprofits as well. And he's not the only one in the administration. At least 60 people within Joe Biden's White House. I will say it's the biggest scam in the world. Other than Obamacare and the Green New Deal, the greatest scam in world history is nonprofits. What a joke. You know, I could take in $1,000,000 in a nonprofit. $1,000,000 in a nonprofit. And I could write myself checks for $900,000 in salary and paying for the best hotel rooms and first-class airfare or private jets. And they would say it's a nonprofit, but I gave myself $900,000 worth of benefit. So there's no profit left in the company, right? Of course, because I spent it all. Nonprofit is such a scam. But at least 60 people within Joe Biden's White House have ties to a liberal Washington, D.C. think tank, which does not disclose its funding, leading to questions about the power of progressive dark money. The Center for American Progress, founded in 2003 by John Podesta, Bill Clinton's chief of staff and a counselor to Barack Obama. It is one of a number of lobbying groups and policy organizations which do not disclose how they are funded, leading to concern about who is behind their significant power and influence. Biden's chief of staff, Ronald Klain, was on the board of the Center for American Progress Action Fund, the advocacy arm of the Center for American Progress from 2011 to 2013, like father, like daughter. Biden's chief of staff has positioned his daughter nicely for a career in Democrat politics. Wow, these are just terrible people, in my opinion. Just awful people running the United States of America. And it is a disaster for our country. Here's a good example of who these Democrats are. Texas Democratic mayoral candidate Zul Mirza Mohammed has been indicted on 109 felony voter fraud charges. He was running to become the mayor of Carrollton, Texas, arrested and charged. He was charged with 25 counts of knowingly possessing a ballot with intent to defraud, a second-degree felony, 84 counts of providing false information on a voting application, a third-degree felony. A Denton County grand jury Thursday decided to formally charge Mohammed on all 109 counts. There's your Democrat Party. There's your voter integrity. From the desk of Donald J. Trump, warmonger Liz Cheney. Warmonger Liz Cheney has virtually no support left in the great state of Wyoming. Continues to unknowingly and foolishly say that there was no election fraud in the 2020 election, when in fact the evidence, including no legislative approvals as demanded by the U.S. Constitution, shows the exact opposite. Had Mike Pence, now the enemy of Trump, Pence, referred the information on six states, and I only needed two, back to state legislators, and had gutless and clueless minority leader Mitch McConnell fought to expose all the corruption that was presented at the time, with more found since, we would have had a far different presidential result, and our country would not be turning into a socialist nightmare. From the desk of Donald J. Trump.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the...
But you know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for.
I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. A pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TruckGrabber.com. Promo code Rockstar saves 25%. That's TruckGrabber.com. Promo code Rockstar.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next Rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.com. Today. That's Bill at Rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at Rockstar.today. That's Bill at Rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at Rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow premium pillow. So,
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Root is on fire. The country's on fire. The world's on fire. It's Biden's fault. Anyone could see he's Jimmy Carter with dementia. And so he will not act. He's a coward like Jimmy Carter was. The entire world was laughing at us when Jimmy Carter was president. Remember, the Iranians took our hostages. Then the minute that that's a good faux pas, because I always thought of Trump as just like Reagan. The minute that Reagan won a landslide in 1980 against Carter, at that moment, they let the hostages go because they were so scared that Reagan would bomb them, you know, to hell. They never feared Carter. What does the mafia always say? Better to be feared than loved. It is so important that America's president be feared. And Joe Biden is not feared, just like Jimmy Carter was never feared. And look what happened to the world under Jimmy Carter. It was on fire. And the same exact thing with Trump, you know, and with Biden. When Trump was president, they feared him, and they thought he was a little bit crazy, and they knew he'd blow him to kingdom come. And there was peace all over the world, and no one tried to F with the United States of America. And with Biden as president, they're all effing with us, as you say, as they say in the hood. They're all effing with us. They're all screwing with us. They're all attacking us. They're all taunting us. They're all trying to make moves and, trying to assess how far they can go before Biden will ever make a move back. And they're going to figure out that they can go pretty much forever without Biden making a move back in return. Because Biden is a wussy. Biden is weak. Biden has dementia. Biden is really O-Biden because it's really Obama who's in charge. And Obama lets people get away with anything they want because Obama doesn't like America. And Obama likes the rest of the world more than he likes America. That's the real truth. Sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. Where is it available? Anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. You will love it, especially my weekend edition with my, I play Casey Kasem and I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I think that is the highlight of all of my podcasts. I think it's the best podcast in America today. Nobody's got the balls to say what I say on that podcast. And of course, I could say whatever I want to say because there are no rules when you have a podcast. That's pretty cool, too. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. So let's talk about the craziness of gas lines again, just like Jimmy Carter, and gas prices through the roof, just like Jimmy Carter. Even here in Las Vegas, my beautiful fiance Cindy reported to me that she drove by Costco an hour ago in Summerlin, Las Vegas, Summerlin area, and the line looked like it was an hour or longer long to get gas. We're back to gas shortages just like the days of Jimmy Carter in the late 1970s, when Jimmy had us convinced that America had seen its best days and its best days were behind us and that there were lots of bad things to come and we're not the superpower of the world and we don't have a right to be arrogant. There is no American exceptionalism and don't count on the future being better than the past like your parents did and their parents before them. That was Jimmy Carter, and that's what we get with Joe Biden, or O'Biden, as I call him, because it's really Obama. In the midst of this massive gas shortage, crazy, insane Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer orders a shutdown of a pipeline. The country's facing sky-high gas prices, gas stations empty, long gas lines because of Biden's insane actions and inactions, and she orders the shutdown of a pipeline. This crazy Gretchen Whitmer. She set a deadline for May of 2021 for the pipeline to be shut down. The state claimed Enbridge repeatedly violated the 1953 easement allowing the company to operate dual pipelines in the Straits of Mackinac to transport petroleum and other products. Mackinac? Is that how you pronounce it? Mackinac? Mackinac? Okay, Mackinac. The easement is therefore being revoked and terminated, according to a release from the governor's office. Whitmer also argued operating dual pipelines interferes with Michigan's solemn duty to protect the Great Lakes under the public trust doctrine. You know, again, if you let these people run your country, your state, your county, your city, you're going to wait in long lines for food. There's going to be massive inflation coming. That's what Trump left out, by the way. Trump put out this beautiful, wonderful press release today about what a disaster Biden is. How the border is out of control and how the gas prices are out of control. He left out massive stagflation coming, especially for food.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The owner of the Colonial Pipeline says it has begun to restart operations after shutting down the conduit following a cyber attack last week. The company saying it had initiated the restart of pipeline operations around 5 o'clock Eastern Time, but cautioned it will take several days for deliveries to return to normal. The shutoff of the pipeline, the primary fuel conduit serving the East Coast, caused gasoline shortages in the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states. The Times Square shooting suspect is in custody in Florida. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essick explains 31-year-old Farrakhan Muhammad was arrested by U.S. Marshals in the northern part of the state.
In a McDonald's parking lot in Stark, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville.
The shooting suspect wounded two women and a 4-year-old girl. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, with you. If you want peace, prepare for... and to be willing to do whatever needs to be done to protect your homeland. You want peace, prepare for war, and you do it every day right here with Wayne Allen Root. We are going to war. This country could be going to civil war. This country could be in revolution. I think we need a divorce. I think we need some sort of a secession. I can't live under Joe Biden. I'm not interested in living under Joe Biden. I don't believe he's my president. I don't believe he was duly elected president of the United States. He stole the election. They rigged the election. They stole the election. They committed massive voter fraud on a scale no one's ever imagined in the history of America. And so he's not my president. He's not our president. And I see us as going separate ways at this point. They're trying to destroy our country. It's a communist takeover of the country. And I don't want to live under it. Do you? A little housekeeping. My email's WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website's RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. You can find me at Parler. I think Parler is going to be back very soon. I still don't have it, sadly enough, on my desktop computer screen when I go to Parler.com. But it was finally back today on my cell phone. It looks like the app is back. So, listen, I'll take a little bit of progress here or there. I don't know what the hell's going on, but Parler has been missing AWOL, missing in action for the last week, and the liberals are trying to cut off all our means of communication. That's truly what's going on. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to have free speech. You're not allowed to communicate. You're not allowed to promote. But when Parler's back, go to Parler and hit @RealWayneRoot, and you will find me. How do you reach me on the radio? I'd love to talk to you. It's toll-free at all 50 states, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. That is, in fact, an 800 toll-free number, but it's 833-WAR-TALK. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I keep telling you that Biden is Jimmy Carter with dementia. And here's another article that proves it. Joe Biden's reporters, you guys are bad. I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions. I'm supposed to leave. Joe Biden on Wednesday stumbled through remarks on the pandemic response and COVID vaccinations. Never mentioned gas shortages. All he talks about is COVID, COVID, COVID. You know, 99% of everyone I know is a conservative has no worries about COVID. We don't even think about it anymore. We're throwing our masks away. We're burning our masks. You're all a bunch of morons. You'll never close our businesses again unless you want a revolution. You'll never lock us down again. After the presser, it's the flu, you idiots. After the presser, reporters started shouting questions at Joe Biden. So he turned around with a creepy smile on his face, ready to engage, and said, "You guys are bad. I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions. I'm supposed to leave, but I can't resist your questions." Can you imagine if Trump did that? Can you imagine? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki recently admitted during an interview with CNN's David Axelrod that Biden is told not to answer impromptu questions from reporters. He's not supposed to answer any questions. It's amazing. Here was Trump's comments today about Biden. I see that everybody is comparing Joe Biden to Jimmy Carter. It would seem to me that's very unfair to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy mishandled crisis after crisis, but Biden has created crisis after crisis. First, there was the Biden border crisis, then the Biden economic crisis, then the Biden Israel crisis, now the Biden gas crisis. I think he left out the Biden Taiwan crisis, because they're flying Chinese over Taiwan airspace all the time, challenging them, scaring them to death. They're going to attack Taiwan sooner rather than later. He left out the Biden inflation crisis. We are headed for such massive inflation. Prices are through the roof. And, of course, especially prices of food are through the roof. And used cars are up by 20%. I mean, everything is through the roof. It's all signs that we're headed for stag inflation, massive debilitating inflation. So the Biden inflation crisis, and he left out the Biden jobs crisis because there's millions of open jobs, I believe 8 million open jobs, and no one to fill them because no one wants to go back to work because they're being paid more to stay home. Trump finished up by saying Joe Biden has had the worst start of any president in U.S. history, and someday they will compare future disasters to the Biden administration. But no, Jimmy, as in Jimmy Carter, was better. And so, yeah, I mean, I would say Jimmy had a heart. Jimmy meant to do well. He meant to do well. But, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Who cares if you mean to do well? He didn't do well. Simple as that. Running on fumes. Gas station outages soar as the crisis spreads. Gas stations across the southern, eastern, southeastern U.S. have run out of gasoline, according to data from GasBuddy.com. 65% of gas stations in North Carolina are out of gasoline, making it the hardest hit state. Here are the current outages reported by GasBuddy as of 12:37 Eastern Time today. 42% in Georgia out of gas, 65% in North Carolina out of gas, 42% in South Carolina out of gas, 42% in Georgia out of gas, 10% in Florida out of gas, 8% in Washington, D.C. out of gas, 14% in Tennessee out of gas. You get it. You get the idea. Bad situation. And the Biden team cannot say when the gasoline crisis will end. The White House struggled Wednesday to respond to the gas shortage on the East Coast of the United States 5 days after the Colonial Pipeline was shut down by a ransomware attack. Now, the good news is the Colonial Pipeline came back online, or so they say, a few hours ago. But who knows how many more days of gas shortage there will be and how many more there will be in the future. Several more days before it comes online?
Yeah, several more days before they'll be back to where they were. So it's going to gradually go back to normal here at some point. So,
well, assuming there isn't more massive problems like this one. I mean, that was hacking, but we have worse problems than hacking. You know, because of Biden, much worse problems than hacking. The real problem isn't hacking by Russian hack teams. The real problem is that Biden hates the energy industry and wants to switch everybody to green energy. Green energy doesn't work. Green energy results in the massive problems we had in Texas. You know, disastrous problems. And then, of course, the disastrous problems going on in Israel. Literally, Armageddon is what they're saying. This is the quote, Armageddon. After overnight sustained rocket fire from Gaza, and at the same time, Israeli airstrikes pounding the strip, the combined death toll reached to at least 50, with hundreds more injured into Wednesday. International reports are citing over 50 Palestinians killed in Gaza alone. Middle East Eye cites the following numbers by late into the afternoon local time. At least 53 people have been killed in Gaza since Israel began its bombing campaign. That number, as of Wednesday afternoon, includes 14 children and 3 women. I love the way they announce things like that. You know, it's so funny. The Palestinians and the Hamas terrorists have no problem shooting missiles into Israel, and they'd love to kill women and children, but they're not close enough, and generally the missiles fall harmlessly. They don't hit apartment buildings or people's homes, generally, thank God, so far. But they're dying to kill civilians. They're dying to kill women and children. When did terrorists ever care about women and children? They don't. Couldn't care less. Or any sort of civilians. But Jews only, number one, respond in self-defense in Israel. That's the first thing. You fire at us, we fire back. Nothing wrong with that. And number two, it's the oldest story of the book. Israel always sends drops pamphlets on buildings and tells them, we're about to bomb your building. Get out. You have 5 minutes to clear out. That's never happened on the other side in the history of warfare. Nobody fighting Israel has ever done something like that. Warned Israelis to get out. Missiles are on the way. On the Israeli side, 3 Israeli women were killed in rocket attacks. So there you have it. I said rarely do the rockets ever reach Israeli homes or apartment buildings, but they did this time, with more than 50 injured, including 2 women in serious condition. an 80-year-old, as well as a 30-year-old who was hit by shrapnel in her upper body. This takes the death toll on the Israeli side to 5. The IDF announced 16 among the Gaza dead were militants, some of them senior commanders, while also counting hundreds of Hamas and Islamic Jihad rockets fired into Israel, many reaching deep into central Israel and scoring direct hits on heavily populated residential areas. Israeli media is reporting multiple members of Hamas general staff were eliminated, as in killed, in airstrikes on Wednesday. The dead men were identified as Basim Issa, the head of the Gaza City Brigade since 2017, head of the group's cyber network and missile improvement project. He was the right-hand man of Mohammed Daif and the central leader of the group's efforts to improve its military capabilities. So there was a good one. Good one. Glad you got him. Israel carried out hundreds of airstrikes in Gaza, and Palestinian militants fired multiple rocket barrages at Tel Aviv. Most intense hostilities in years. Hamas's rocket response grew in intensity after a 13-story apartment building was struck and completely collapsed in on itself. Israel is claiming it gave the occupants multiple warnings to get out before the building was attacked. See, I told you. They always do that. But Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, vowed, Benjamin Netanyahu, vowed the militants would pay a heavy price. And it's rapidly escalating into what many pundits say is closely resembling the devastating 2014 Gaza War. Palestinian eyewitnesses say literally this is Armageddon. All because weak Biden with dementia is president. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I love working out hard every day. I already did 60 minutes today, and the minute the show's over, about 8 minutes from now, I'm going to go do another half hour because I like to get in 90 minutes a day, and I've only got in 60, so I'll finish up with 30 more before I head off to dinner. So my 90 minutes really makes me look great and feel great, except the aches and pains. You know, I'm going to turn 60 years old this July. Aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com because it would heal me, heal my body, mind, and soul. And he was right, no more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Thank you, Jay Schrader. Finding quality CBD, not easy. Sons of Liberty CBD is the highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American-made and grown. CBD is real mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product. If you use the code WAR15 at checkout, even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 at checkout for Wayne Allyn Root to get up to 25% off SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. So the American Medical Association, the whole country is going commie, let's face it. It's a communist takeover. It really is a communist takeover. And the American Medical Association embraces critical race theory. Can you imagine? It's hard to believe. The American Medical Association, but they've always gone liberal. They've always been terrible. They're awful. The American Medical Association is awful. The AARP is awful. You know, I've got the 60plus.org Association, 60plus.org. They're to replace the AARP for anybody over the age of 50, really. If you're approaching, you know, 60 years old, if you're 50 or above, you should join our version of the AARP, which is 60plus.org. And the American Medical Association is horrible. The largest national organization representing physicians and medical students says it will set aside its long-held concept of meritocracy in favor of racial justice and health equity. In the 86-page strategic plan released May 11th, the AMA set out a 3-year roadmap detailing how the advocacy group will use its influence to dismantle institutional racism and advance social and racist justice in America's healthcare system. The AMA will host a series of strategies, including implementing racial and social justice throughout the AMA enterprise culture, systems, policies, and practices, expanding medical education to include critical race theory. How about that one? Critical race theory says you're evil because you're white. You must be punished because you're white. And pushing towards racial healing, reconciliation, and transformation regarding the organization's own racially discriminatory past. These are the most guilty white liberals I've ever seen in my life. What a bunch of losers. Unbelievable. Equality as a process means providing the same amounts and types of resources across populations, they say. Seeking to treat everyone the same. So now they don't want equality. Ignores the historical legacy of disinvestment and deprivation through historical policy and practice of marginalizing and minoritizing communities. See, they hold tremendous influence over medical schools and teaching hospitals. Those institutes, the AMA says, must reject meritocracy. Look, it's all nonsense. The AMA suggests medical schools should incorporate into their programs critical race theory, an offshoot of Marxism that views society through the lens of a power struggle between the race of oppressors and that of the oppressed. And as a result, according to this critical race theory, all long-established institutions of Western society are considered tools of racial oppression. Expand medical school and physician education to include equity, anti-racism, structural competency, public health and social sciences, critical race theory, and historical basis of disease. Wow, this is just such communist brainwashing. It's hard to even believe. And I guess the last story that I was like a minute and a half to go, Chris, by 90 seconds. Last story that I, look, I told you about COVID vaccines. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to say I'm anti-vax, but I think anybody who didn't wait and jump forward, wanted to be at the front of the line, me, was crazy and short-sighted. And there's just so many articles out about the problems with this vaccine. Dr. Ryan Cole, who I like a lot, says, we've seen more deaths in this shot than all the vaccines in the last 20 years combined. And that's only for 4 months. What about the rest of the year? In India, health ambassador gets COVID vaccine live on TV to show everyone how safe it is and dies 2 days later. His name is Vivek, former comedian Indian health ambassador. Dies, 59 years old, dead 2 days later. And then COVID propaganda roundup. SARS COVID vaccines cause serious immune dysfunction in test subjects nearly a decade ago. So they've been experimenting around with these vaccines for a decade, and they couldn't get them right even over the last 10 years. With 10 years to fool around, test subjects get serious immune dysfunction, and that's what I'm hearing. Forget about the deaths. You know, the deaths are tiny percentage-wise, but over the next few years, people who get these vaccines, by the millions, will have serious immune disease. See you tomorrow. Wayne Root, God bless.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.